You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I can't keep this up. I don't know how you religious people do it. I can't keep this up. This is just too tough. I think we're only on the, 45th hour of Passover. I am so constipated. I can't handle this anymore. You know, I understand. I understand I was born Jewish. And I'm supposed to, you know, follow the traditions. But what kind of a sick joke is this matzah? The Bible never said that you had to eat some sort of a cracker that caused you to bleed as you tried to digest it. All it did was say you don't eat leavened bread. Well, then let's just avoid all bread completely. I could do that. In fact, I really, really think I should just do Lent from here on out. And I would just maybe not do bread for a month. And I think I would still be in less pain and less anemic and less disabled doing that than this whole week of eating matzah. Now, you know, I get hungry and I get the munchies when I'm on radio. It's very interesting. I always get hungry after my radio show or on break. I don't understand that. Okay, I could see patients for 8 hours straight and not want to eat, but I get hungry doing radio. And so I have this box of matzah. Let me see what the caloric intake. Hold on, so let me read this for you here. Okay, it's called Israeli matzah. Okay, so that's good. Tov meod. Calories, 120 calories for one. Now, mind you, I lather the sucker up in butter, so just kind of, you know, quintuple that one. No fat. Saturated fat, zero. Although, that's like 1% daily value. I don't get that. No saturated fat, no trans fat. Well, they say it's 1%. No cholesterol. No sodium. Oh, that's why they taste like crap. There's no salt on them. Oh, you gotta salt the hell out of these suckers to get them in. Alright, so no salt. There's some carbohydrate. Oh, there's dietary fiber. Dietary fiber, my butt. I haven't been able to poop in 3 days. Hardly any sugar. And believe it or not, there's protein. There's actually zero vitamin C, zero vitamin A, zero calcium, and zero iron. Well, then what am I doing this? I mean, I should just eat like a vegetable or something. All right. But, you know, well, we're trying to be good Jews. So we eat the matzah. Now, my mom used to tell me, when I would complain, that the more I complained about any of the Jewish traditions or the holidays, the less religious value I got out of that. Like, so for example, you know, when we do that 24-hour fast on Yom Kippur, no water or food, I would be complaining. Because, you know, once you're 13, then you do it. Under 13, you're considered a kid. Over 13, you're considered an adult. So I would be, I would be complaining and griping and just, you know, gritching about it. And then, you know, my mom would say, you know what, you just now nulled all the stuff you did. And I guess, unfortunately, that's the same thing. I tried to be quiet about this, but this really blows. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, just eat some gefilte fish and you'll be fine. Okay. Not all gefilte fish are the same. Have any of you guys eaten a gefilte fish? Okay, here's the thing. The problem with the gefilte fish is you go into it thinking you're eating like a meatball. So you're going to be getting a nice, texturous, you know, ball of meat, which is why many people are attracted to gefilte fish. The problem with gefilte fish is there is some weird jelly gelatinous substance around it, which I really don't understand. Why would you do that? Right? You know, like making it like it just came from the intestines of some fish. And then they garnish gefilte fish with a gelatinous carrot. Now, if you are going to garnish a plate for me, garnish it with some raspberry sauce or some chocolate sauce or some, you know, shaved chocolate sprinkles. But don't be garnishing something I don't even want to eat with a carrot that's covered in jelly. So I really don't understand. So for any of you guys that have Jewish deli or Jewish food and you think you're catering to the, I mean, you're not catering to me. I don't know what the hell you guys are doing. I mean, if you want to get us to eat gefilte fish or get us to eat matzah, lather it up in chocolate, hide the gefilte fish in a like a beef Wellington steak. Oh, no, we can't have the bread on the beef Wellington. Oh, this is miserable. Oh, my gosh, this is miserable. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDAI. What are we going to talk about today? I'm just very uncomfortable right now, so I got to shift a little bit. Man, I mean, it's one thing to be constipated, but to be constipated having eaten matzah, it's like bricks, just absolute bricks, but that's okay. Okay. Surgeons are using leeches to reattach a woman's ear after it was ripped off by a pit bull. I saw this headline. I guess using leeches, you don't have to pay their Obamacare and their workers' comp and all that. So I guess they're using leeches as opposed to staff. Diabetic complication rates are dropping among United States adults. Thank you. I take credit for that. Thank you very much. Anytime. Then, I am so proud of myself. Then, they say 1 in 20 outpatient patients are misdiagnosed every year. What? That is a bunch of bull crap. 1 in 20 people are misdiagnosed. Oh, blow it out your orifice. I'll tell you how much that's ridiculous. That's a bunch of bull crap. Okay. There's now bacteria. This is spooky stuff for you contact lens wearers. There's bacteria now that are becoming super bugs with your contact lens solution because too many of us have done such a half-assed job cleaning our contact lenses that now we got super bugs on the contacts. This is some scary stuff. Why the hell did you screw this up for us? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to rip you guys a new one for that. And then, if my computer will allow me to, there's a gentleman, a rapper, who I guess cut off his penis. I'm sorry, this is not funny. He, I think, was trying to commit suicide, and he cut off his penis. The penis was transported with him, but they can't attach it. Okay, so we'll talk about super glue. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials today, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really do appreciate you listening and tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. But, you know, I realized over the break that I owe many of you an apology, and we're talking a deep, sincere apology. One of my family members needs to do stool testing, right, for a condition. And I've been ordering tests willy-nilly. I will order, you know, Giardia tests and stool cultures and C. diff and blood tests and urine tests and cystoscopies and all sorts of other stuff. I just order it like it's nothing. That's all I do. I order it and then I leave the room. You know, it's like you know, pulling a pin out of a grenade and then leaving, right? I order the test and I flee. Well, one of my family members, the doctor, has ordered some tests to be done on poo-poo and about five different tests. And I had no idea how involved and how intricate it is. When we are go through medical school, we're doctors, we just order the test. That's it. I had no idea. First, you have to be able to collect it. Then when you collect it, you need to scoop it. But you have to have X amount because it has to fill up a certain line. Now, we have about 10 different vials we need to fill up. And I'm like, what? That's not going to happen. Okay, so we got the scooper. And then if you drop the scooper in the toilet, I mean, I guess you're going to have to use one of your soup spoons from the kitchen. And then you have to fill it up. And then I think you got a pack, and then they're really, really good. And then you got to make sure there's nothing else in there. You know, like urine, because a lot of us, we pee, you know, when we poop. And I mean, oh my gosh, is this what I have been making you guys do for 15 years? Over and over and over again. I am truly sorry. I had no idea what a pain in the butt that is. I'm very sincere about this. I am really sorry. I mean, I remember having to do a 24-hour urine, you know, because when I had a kidney stone, I had to do that a couple times, and that was a pain in the butt. And so I could really, really relate to that. And I tell people, look, I understand that's a pain in the butt, but I had no idea the stool cultures were that involved. I am really going to hesitate next time when I have to. Well, you know what? I'm probably not going to hesitate because I only order it when I think you need it. Well, you know what, guys? I'm just with you. That it really blows. I really am. So hang in there. No, I wish I was the one doing the test. But remember, I can't poop. It's Passover. Okay, well, what have us doctors done well? It looks like we doctors and patients, I'll give you guys a little bit of the credit. Apparently, the complications of diabetes have dropped pretty damn well. Yeah, I am, like, so proud of us, right? What are the complications of diabetes? Heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, amputations, and death. They say these have all dropped dramatically since 1990. Why? Pharmaceuticals. Okay, yeah. I think the pharmaceuticals get a lot of credit, but I also think, really quickly, guys, I think there's a couple things that have gotten credit. Let me just kind of read to you, and then I'll tell you what could be going on and why it's not just Dr. Dahlia. Okay, because remember, I didn't go on air until 2009. So what happened from 1990 to 2009? I was only a doctor. No, I didn't become a doctor till 1997 is when I got my MD. So somebody was doing something right from the, oh, but I was in training. Okay, you're right. You're right. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, anyway, heart attacks have decreased nearly 70% in people with diabetes. Why? Statin drugs. I'll talk about that later. Stroke rates have dropped by more than 50%. So lower extremity amputations, cutting off the leg below the knee, above the knee amputations, down 50%. Deaths from high blood sugar, diabetic ketoacidosis have fallen 65%. And the risk of end-stage kidney disease down 28%. But they said we really, really rocked it. We really did a damn good job cutting heart attack and stroke in people 75 and older. Okay? But here's the thing. Okay? All right, here we go. They always have to rain on our parade. I know we're doing the dance. We're doing the dance. They say, unfortunately, the rates of diabetes has just skyrocketed. I think they think that 10% of us now are walking around diabetic. That blows. Really, 10% of us are diabetic? If 1 in 3 are obese, I can understand that. All right, I actually think more are diabetic, to be honest with you. Okay, so what are we doing right? Okay, and why do you need to listen to your doctor? Okay, well, first and foremost, we've talked about the statin medications. These statin medications are almost paramount, I think, for anybody with diabetes, because we need to make sure that that sticky type of clogging that diabetics get, which can kind of equate to a triple amount of your cholesterol, if you ask me, in terms of risk factor, that stuff doesn't start to tear and shear, etc. And those statin medications seal the plaque and prevent you from making more plaque. So that, not dental plaque, but cardiac, coronary artery plaquing. So those statin medications are really good. And like I said, I don't think I've ever seen anybody die from a heart attack who's been taking their cholesterol medicine. Anybody who's died was not taking it that I've seen in my practice. And it's, so to me, I'm a huge fan. The other thing that's happened is the level that we diagnose diabetes now is a lot lower. When I was in training, as long as you were above 140, we didn't care. you were good. As long as you're below 140. Now we're saying, oh, wait a second, wait a second. If you're 140, you're a diabetic. So, we want to make sure your blood sugar is under 100. So for those of you, in the 120s and 130s that come into my office griping that your doctor is just trying to make money off of you, say you're a diabetic and your blood sugar is only 120 or 130, that's because if your blood sugar is already 120, 130, we've noticed it goes to 140, 150, 160, we might as well call it. Now, I used to get chewed out in medical school for a lot of reasons. Yeah, I know. One is to wear clothes. But the other thing was, and stop hitting on my fellow classmates. I wanted to marry a doctor. Sorry, guys. But I used to get chewed out a lot because I would say, you know what, they're pre-diabetic. They're turning diabetic. And they were like, no, what are you talking about? You're either diabetic or you're not. You're either pregnant or you're not. You're either an excellent radio host or you're not. And you're either a sexy mama or you're not. None of this pre, I'm working on it, we're almost there, I'm holding it back. They said that doesn't exist. I disagree with that. Okay? Yeah, I get what they're saying. Okay? If you really have diabetes, you've got the diabetes, and by the time your doctor figures it out, you've already started to have damage to the eyes and kidneys and all that. So I get that. But I think when I tell a patient they're pre-diabetic, they listen more. Okay, I don't want to say, oh, you're not diabetic yet, you're good, because a patient will go, oh, dolly for dolly, you said I'm good. Okay, and then that means they don't come back for another 5 years. Oh, no. What I say is, you know, you're turning diabetic. You are turning diabetic, right? You're turning Japanese. I think you're turning Japanese. I really think so. Anyway, so yeah, diabetic. I should make a song. So if you're turning is that the song, the Japanese song? I forget. It's a good song though. If you're turning diabetic, then I got to get on your butt. And if I could get on your butt, then hopefully we then have less complications. So to put it in a nutshell, when would I call you pre-diabetic? What I'd probably call you pre-diabetic. What if you're mean to me? You know, I'm going to call your name back. Number two is if I start to see your sugar kind of commonly above 100. If your sugar is commonly above 100, I'm going to be like, you know what, I think you're turning diabetic. Next, and then I'll say it again. Then next, if your triglycerides are up. You know how you guys get a lipid panel, you get the cholesterol panel, right? And then you have the cholesterol, and then you have the fats, the triglycerides. If I see the fats, you know, rising, and your sugar's normal, I'm going to probably call you pre-diabetic. If you walk into my office and you pay me $20 and you tell me that your mom is diabetic, your dad is diabetic, your brother is diabetic, and you are here for a diagnosis, I would probably say you're pre-diabetic. Okay, yeah, I'd take a blood sugar. But if you have family members all over the place, yeah, family members with diabetes, yeah. Now, have I ever seen somebody in the family not be diabetic when everybody in their family was? Yes, I have. You know, and then I found out that we're adopted. So, you know, it's really a very genetically dominant type of condition. There's diabetes in my family. It scares the hell out of me. Because what's my favorite food? No, not Valium. I don't take Valium. Chocolate. My favorite food is chocolate. So I'm a huge fan of that. And so, yeah, I'm really nervous because I've even told my doctor, if you ever diagnose me with diabetes, just give me the insulin. Because I know with my mathematical and my chemistry background, because, you know, I majored in biology, minored in chemistry, graduated cum laude from my honors college at UNLV, that I know how to calculate insulin dosages based on my chocolate digestion and absorption. I know how to calculate the digestive process and absorption of my chocolate, so I'll be able to manipulate how much insulin and choreograph how much insulin I need. Okay, so good job, doctors. Way to go. And I I'm patting myself on my back. Now, when we come back, again, they're ripping doctors a new one on us misdiagnosing, which I think is a bunch of crap, but we'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about if you want to burn off an Easter egg, you're going to have to do nonstop walking for 4 hours. And one of those cream eggs, that's like, whew, that's like a lot of, like, yeah, so a lot of time to work off. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY.
Speak, 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 speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, we're raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. We're doing the $5 for a life campaign, trying to get everybody we know to donate $5. That's it. Just $5. Okay? You can give up your Starbucks coffee for the day or something, and it really does help these kids. I know a lot of you guys get inundated with these commercials and TV shows and everybody's showing that, you know, if you don't eat your, you know, hamburger for the day, or if you don't eat your, I don't know, if you don't get your hair dyed or whatever, all we're looking at is like a buck a day. Remember those commercials? We'd be watching Mutual of Omaha, and then there'd be a commercial saying all you have to do is just spend 5 cents a day. I'm not asking you to do it a day. All I just want is the $5, and then you could leave. Okay? I'm just trying to get $5 from everybody, okay? You could go to my website. There's the credit card, PayPal, whatever, under the Fight Blood Cancer link and the donate link here. Do that, and it's a piece of cake, okay? Don't worry. You don't have to be tied to this long term, okay? I'll figure out. I'll just keep bothering people in the future for money, but all we need is your $5, so thank you. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say 12 million Americans are misdiagnosed each year. Oh, really? Okay. They say here, apparently, 1 in 20 adult patients, okay, who seek outpatient medical care are misdiagnosed. Now, previous studies have looked at patients in the hospital settings, but this paper thinks we're being misdiagnosed in outpatient clinics and doctor's office. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook says it's very serious. When you have numbers like 12 million Americans, it sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. It represents about 5% of the outpatient encounters. Okay, no, don't worry. I got my piece on this one. I have to say my piece. Trust me. Getting 95% right, that's good on a social history test, but it's not good enough for medicine. We got Obamacare. How are we supposed to do the test with Obamacare? I'll move on. For the paper, researchers analyzed data from three prior studies, prior to Obamacare, might I add, related to diagnosis and follow-up visits. One of the studies examined the rates of misdiagnoses in primary care settings. The others looked at the rates of colorectal and lung cancer screenings and diagnosis. To estimate the frequency of this, they used a mathematical formula and applied the proportion of diagnostic errors, etc. They found it to be 5%. Okay, now, what I want to know is, okay, wait a second here, okay? What was misdiagnosed? Okay, like, for example, okay, pneumonia. Okay, one of the most highly missed diagnoses is a pneumonia. Now, is it because the person comes into the doctor's office having a cough, okay, having a fever, you know, maybe runny nose, maybe not feeling too good, okay? And, you know, we doctors are told not to prescribe antibiotics all the time, right? We're told not to prescribe antibiotics all the time. To have them do symptomatic measures and see. So you go, you know what, this may be flu, this may be viral, we'll do symptomatic measures and we'll see. Well, doc, should I have a chest x-ray? They tell us not to chest x-ray everybody. Okay, you know, I mean, are we talking about that? Then the patient comes back and it turns out they have a pneumonia. What about this? I've diagnosed pneumonia on a couple patients where the radiologist said the x-ray was clear. And the reason why I called it pneumonia when the radiologist didn't, and remember, the radiologist has a lot more experience than I do reading films, is because I looked at the patient clinically. I'm like, wait a second, well, you got a fever. You know, you're kind of coughing, and I'm looking at your x-rays from years ago, and you look a little bit more patchy here in the lobe than you do last time. So even though for the most part your lungs are clear, that looks different to me because I've been your doctor long term. The radiologist is just looking at a snapshot. So I'm going to call it pneumonia. Oh, well, then I was misdiagnosed by the other doctor. Hold the phone. No, don't hang up with the lawyer. Hang up with the attorney. Hang up. No. All right? It's because I'm the doctor. I'm the one that knows you. I'm getting a feel for things. Now, if somebody comes in with a cough asking for a Z-Pak, do I chest x-ray everybody? No. You're not supposed to chest x-ray everybody that comes in for a cough asking for a Z-Pak. You're not supposed to be giving Z-Paks to everybody. So if they think pneumonia is one of the ones, you could see how very easily you could be diagnosed with a bronchitis, etc. And then how many people are being told they have pneumonia, strep, etc. when they don't have it? Right? I told you about this case where somebody in one of the urgent cares wanted to validate why or justify why they were giving an antibiotic. And they said, it looks like strep to me. Because it looks like strep, I'm going to give you an antibiotic. Well, it did one of the other doctors in, because a few days prior, the patient had some runny nose, had some sore throat, etc. And so didn't give antibiotics. Thought it was viral, right? We're being yelled at. We're giving too many antibiotics. So the doctor, don't worry, this wasn't me. I like my antibiotics. But anyway, the doctor didn't give the antibiotics. Patient ends up going to an urgent care 2 days later. I've told you guys the story. Doctor goes, you know what? It looks like strep. Let me give you an antibiotic. That justifies him in the chart. Did anybody do a strep test? No. So, so now is somebody going to say they were misdiagnosed? We are being told, and you guys are telling us, to stop writing antibiotics. And stop, you know, then, we're stopping doing antibiotics. Now, we've talked about misdiagnoses. We talked about huge major screw-ups. Like the one where the woman got, from Georgia, the teenager was ziplining, got cut. She was sewed up. Nobody gave her antibiotics. She came back with pain. Again, they didn't give her antibiotics because it didn't look infected, but the infection was so damn deep that that's why they couldn't tell. And then it started to spread. She had necrotizing fasciitis, which went along the fascia, lining the muscle, went throughout her leg, went into a sepsis. She went into, I believe, septic shock, started to lose her limbs. Okay, that's a misdiagnosis. Not giving her antibiotics when she starts to have an infection, that's a misdiagnosis. All right, that is. But for you guys saying, oh, you know what, I really had strep and I need an antibiotic and I didn't get it, or I had rectal cancer. Okay, well, let's talk about the rectal cancer cases, okay? What is the number one symptom of somebody coming in with rectal cancer? The number one symptom is having a little bit of blood on your toilet paper when you wipe. Well, how many of you have had this? Right? You have hemorrhoids, or you ate something, you were constipated, you tore a little bit. Now, I still tell everybody, if I've seen any blood on the toilet paper, anything. If you have any blood on the toilet paper, you go and have a GI doctor take a look at you, get anoscoped or colonoscoped or sigmoid scoped or some sort of somebody looking up in there to see where the blood could be coming from. But do we diagnose you with rectal cancer every single time you come in saying you had a little bit of blood on the toilet paper? No. And we're not supposed to. So I don't know what these guys are talking about. Okay? All right. Now, missing an appendicitis, that's a tough one. And we doctors are trained in medical school, probably the biggest disease we are constantly bombarded with and urged to learn inside and out is the appendicitis. But what's very, very interesting is many of the appendicitis as I've seen in medical school, you're taught fever, pain in the abdomen that starts to then center and localize in the right lower quadrant, nausea, vomiting, not wanting to eat, high white blood cell count. Those are typical symptoms of appendicitis. And most of the people I diagnosed with appendicitis ate that day, don't have a fever, but they just kind of have a tummy ache. So, have I CAT scanned people that I thought might have had appendicitis that didn't? Yeah, I have. And they were normal. Absolutely. All right. I mean, just for as many people I found, there's definitely twice as many people that were normal that I didn't have to find. But remember, with Obamacare, we're not supposed to be ordering the tests. So how are we doctors supposed to handle this misdiagnosis accusation? If you think I'm misdiagnosing as a family practice specialty as a whole, okay? If you think we are misdiagnosing, then fine. If you think we're misdiagnosing pneumonias, fine. Everybody gets a chest X-ray. How about that? If you think we're misdiagnosing appendicitis or bowel disorders, whatever, everybody gets a CAT scan. Everybody gets colonoscopies. I mean, you can't have it both ways. The problem with medicine is doctors are damned if they do, damned if they don't. What the hell do you guys want us to do? By the way, reports come out on what doctors get paid. You're going to want to see this one. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about in this next one. All right, thank you again for listening to the show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's talk about salaries. Let's talk about what people are making out there. And we'll first start out with what doctors are making. So we have a report, okay, on what doctors are making. And this comes from WebMD. And I read this, and I don't disagree with it too much. Okay, this kind of sounds about right for what a lot of people make. But to me, it sounds more right kind of before the recession, okay? You know, starting salaries for internists and doctors being hired out of residency used to be about $120,000 a year to about $140,000 a year. So this would have been at the turn of the century, at the late 90s, early 2000s. That's what people were making. And we're hearing of a lot of people saying they make less money than what they did their first year out from about 15 years ago. I know that's true for me. All right, but this is what the latest is. This comes from Physician Compensation Report 2014. The key findings found that compensation has slightly gone up in 19 medical specialties. The income gap between men and women is narrowing, but male doctors still paid more than female doctors. Apparently, accountable care organizations are starting to make more of an impact. Self-employed doctors earn more than employed ones. I'm self-employed. I need to say, nah, no, because I got too many expenses. Income's kind of gone down and expenses have gone up. So I can't say that. But again, How many doctors? They surveyed 24,000 doctors representing 25 specialties. Hopefully they did it across the country. And they say cash-only practices are starting to gain some traction. Not many practices are only cash-only, you know. But cash only could either be like a walk-in clinic, cash only, or it could be some of these concierge where the doctor only doesn't take any insurance. Now, they say orthopedics were averaging $413,000 a year. Cardiology was averaging $351,000 a year. Urology, $348,000. Isn't that interesting? Urology. Many of the urethral organs, sometimes taken just as much seriously as cardiac, $351,000. Gastroenterology, $348,000. Radiology, $340,000. Those were the top five earning specialties. I think primary care was still below $200,000 in the $180,000-$190,000 mark. Still, I mean, phenomenal, but we're going to talk about what some other specialties are making as to why you're seeing less people go into medicine. They said compensation for both family docs and internists did go up 1%, but most doctors are still extremely concerned about income declines. They said 19 of the specialties actually made more money in 2013 than did before. However, inflation went up 1.5%, so most doctors, even though they might have made some more money, didn't feel it. They felt less because the inflation overtook that. Medicare was supposed to, I guess, give 10% bonus. I don't really know that. I don't think I saw that. I don't know. I'm a little confused about the Medicare cuts versus the bonuses, so I'm still trying to figure that out. In terms of men and women, they say it looks like male doctors back in 2010 earned 40% more than females. In 2013, men earned 30% more. Now, again, see, I'm a little confused because they say among internal medicine doctors, men earn 13% more than women. Now, women earned anywhere from like $157,000 a year to about $187,000 a year. Men, $195,000 to $173,000. If men see more patients, if men have longer hours, I don't know. I mean, again, we got to be very careful when we say men and women aren't being paid the same, because if, you know, when you bill insurance and there's that contracted rate, they don't give a damn if I'm a woman or a man. You just get that same rate. So when I hear that a woman is being paid less than a man, either the contract is different, and it's really kind of hard to negotiate your contracts, you know, unless somebody could argue, well, maybe some of the male doctors have better contracts because they negotiated when some women didn't stop to think to negotiate their contracts. I don't know. But usually the insurance company kind of pays the same gosh darn thing. to whether you're a boy, girl, etc. Okay, so female OB-GYNs, one of you wants to know about GYNs. GYNs made less than men, 229,000 versus 256,000, which is kind of interesting because a lot of female GYNs are busier than male GYNs. Self-employed physicians earned more than employed ones. That was pretty interesting. But, you know, let's take a look at that. So if the average female family doc making about $150,000 a year, okay, how is that comparing to some of the other jobs out there? Now, we were talking about the a couple of years ago, the strikes that were going on with the nurses, and I believe it was, I don't know, I'm thinking Sutter, I'm not, there's a big, huge group in Northern California, and a lot of these nurses were, not including benefits, etc., making $124,000 a year in RN. So if female doctors making about $150,000, RN $126,000, depending on, of course, where you practice, and this could be opposite ends of the spectrum, you see how for that extra $30,000 a year, are you going to get somebody to actually go through medical school and take on the liability, etc.? I'm looking here at Glassdoor.com. Marketing director at Microsoft, $150,009. So basically, a marketing director at Microsoft can make the same amount as a female family doc. So now, I love being a doctor. I'll never change. I'm fine with that. But you see, guys, there's other jobs out there that pay as much, if not more, than what doctors are making. There's not really a lot of incentive for people to go into medicine. And some of you are like, well, that's good. You know, maybe they shouldn't make that much money. All right. Maybe doctors will practice differently if they don't make that much money. I don't know. I don't want to go into that. But all I do know is to dedicate all of your youth to studying and being in school, such that when you get out, when you're 28, 29, and that's if you just go straight through and Doogie Howser it, all right? You know, and then, of course, dedicate the rest of your life to, you know, public service and patients and putting yourself at risk for tuberculosis, hepatitis, HIV, et cetera, you know, and lawsuits, et cetera, long hours, working on weekends, working on nights. You know, there's a lot of jobs out there that work weekends and nights, et cetera. All right, but they get paid more. It's saying here, marketing director at Sun Microsystems makes $177,000. There's a variety of other jobs that we could look up on this. And, you know, I'm blessed. I am blessed for whatever money I make. I'm extremely excited. I'm, you know, and I know we're struggling, you know, running your own business, paying for what you're paying for, but I'm able to feed my family. I'm happy. But this idea that your doctors are really raking, you know, raking in the big bucks is not true. You know? You know, they talk about general managers here. Some of the general manager salaries go anywhere from, you could be general manager and have a $46,000 a year all the way up to $200,000 plus a year. You know, there's other jobs out there that pay more than medicine. So how are we going to incentivize people from going into medicine? I don't know if there's a lot of people like me out there that really love the smell of Band-Aids and really love to fix people. I love to fix people. I like to, you know, make people happy. It's just something I do. I love that. But when you're looking at, you know, putting in all the trials and tribulations and the, you know, work that, you know, not a lot of people want to do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so we're coming up on break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this contact lens superbug. That's scaring people a lot. We're also going to be talking about, I apologize, I'm having some issues here with my stupid computer. We're going to be talking about why I have computer issues. I want to talk about that leech study story on how they're using leeches to reattach amputations. Going to talk about our caloric Easter coming up and how to deal with constipation. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE.
Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRYLIFE.com.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.